This is the Four Man Rush. Hello, Panther fans, and welcome to another podcast of the Four Man Rush. I'm your host, Timmy VO, here with Kevin, Will, Jadarius, Larry, and Vashti from the Carolina Blitz. What's up? What's up? What's up? And shortly we'll have Sheena Quick over here with us as well. Superstar in the, entertainment, well, not entertainment, but the news world. And when it comes to sports and doing, nice down-to-earth type of situations with the Carolina Panthers and other organizations. She's well-versed in that. And so thanks Vashti and Sheena for joining us. I really appreciate that. You guys are awesome.
Happy to be here again. Again.
Right on. All right, so folks, before we get started, big shout out to Manscaped once again. If you guys haven't tried their products, please do. They are awesome, and it's great grooming products for men. It keeps the jewels clean, fellas. I'm just saying. You have your trimmer, you have your ball deodorant, you have your spray. It smells wonderful. It keeps you nice and tidy downstairs and all of your stuff, man. Trust me. It works. And the fellas can contest to that. Vashti, I don't think we mentioned that last time we was here, but it's some great stuff, kiddo. It's great stuff.
Y'all, you didn't mention, y'all said y'all were sponsored by Manscaped, but you didn't go into all of the details and how it was beneficial.
Oh my goodness, yeah. Yo,
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I mean, it's the chafing gone. All right, if you're playing it, if you're athletics, running, things of that nature, a lot of gone. It's beautiful. It's great stuff. It's great stuff, man.
I'll have to look them up. Not for myself, of course.
Sure. I mean, by all means, if you any type of man in your life, fathers, brothers, whatever,
Oh my gosh.
Husband, boyfriend, whatever, you gotta keep it. Gotta keep it tidy.
I do got a quick update. Sheena just came back. She says she'll be on in 10 minutes.
Okie dokie.
Sounds good. So yeah, shout out to Manscaped and folks. If you haven't heard about the Four Man Rush code that you can utilize when you guys check out, when you get your product, you can get 20% off and free shipping. Use the code 4MRscaped, and we'll type that in the chat there for you. 4MRscaped, all right, use that. I mean, 4MRscaped20, excuse me, add a 20 at the end, 4MRscaped20, and save 20% on your purchase and get free shipping. All right, so Manscaped, shout out, great stuff, great product. You guys will love it. Straight up. All right. So, Vashti, of course, since you're a guest here, we'll start with you first. How you feel about our first pick, Mr. Horn, and, going to the other picks in the second, third round if you want to. And, tell us what you think.
I was surprised by the pick. I knew a little bit about him. I cover Duke and NC State and UNC. So honestly, I didn't get to watch a lot of film on him before the draft. So I wasn't expecting them to draft him. To me, that pick says more about the faith that the Panthers have in Sam Darnold than anything else. Because you have a anticipated franchise quarterback sitting there and you pick a cornerback. I'm assuming that he's a rule type guy, and they always talk about players that fit their system. We'll see how he does. Panthers have needed a cornerback. I don't really judge players until I see them on the field. On the professional field. So we'll see how he does. But he has a lot of respect from guys in the SEC. And you know, we'll see how he matches up with Dante on the other side.
Larry, we'll go to you next. And we're just going in order down the bottom of the screen there. What'd you think about Mr. Horn, bro?
Well, I know a lot of people think I don't get excited unless it's an offensive lineman that we're drafting. Of course, I wanted Penei Sewell, but of course he went one pick ahead of us. That's just our luck. So once that's off the board, I probably would have took Slater. But I can't lie and say I don't like J.C. Horn. For everything that you're looking for in a cornerback, especially someone with a skill set that complements what Dante Jackson does well, I think he's exactly what we needed to solidify the defense. So I don't have much to say. I just, if you watch him, you know what it is. You know, NFL pedigree. His father was an all-pro receiver. It's all in the bloodline, and I'm a big bloodline guy. Typically, when guys have some type of family that were in the league or played some type of professional sport, you see it in Christian McCaffrey, comes from an athletic family. I think you're getting the same type of athlete when it comes to J.C. Horn. I hope he's not as grabby in the NFL because they're gonna make those calls. And we all know how penalties can kill us. You know, we're trying to get off the field, third down. We saw that a lot last year where we just get a stupid penalty and be stuck on the field. So, you know, if he trusts his technique, trusts his athleticism, he should have a smooth transition into the league.
I know. Will, I know you spoke very highly of Mr. Horn, man. What'd you think?
Yeah, this is one of the guys that on my short list that I really wanted on the team. I think once Penei Sewell went off the board, it was pretty much down to Patrick Surtain or J.C. Horn for me. I think with Patrick Surtain, you get the silky smooth guy, you know, fluid athlete. J.C. Horn, he's more of a dog. You know, he's going to get up in your face, be physical at the line of scrimmage. Like Larry said, he does got to be careful with that in the NFL because they may throw some flags on that here and there. But, I mean, I'd rather have him stay aggressive and do what he does best than have to worry about things like that. One thing I like about him, he comes from an NFL bloodline and grew up in a football family. His father, Joe Horn, was a wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints, very productive career in his own right. And I think we're just getting a big physical corner that can match up with the NFC South receivers. Because think about the gauntlet that we got to go through year after year after year. You got Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Julio Jones. Now we got Kyle Pitts, who we got to deal with and probably need to cover with a corner as opposed to a safety or a linebacker. You got Michael Thomas. So I just think cornerback was just a need that we've had for so many years. I don't think we can get out of the NFC South without having a shutdown corner that can follow these guys around, help take them away and limit them. So, I mean, last year, you look at our defense. I mean, what do you think when you think of Phil Snow's defense last year, playing a lot of zone coverage, rushing three, dropping eight, you know, dropping seven, a lot of zone blitzes. All these things are to mask of corners that he didn't trust leaving on the island in coverage. Now with J.C. Horn, a guy that can match up with the other team's best receiver and follow them around, I think that's going to allow Phil Snow to be more aggressive and play a lot more man coverage. So I'm excited about that. And I also think it'll help Dante Jackson as well. Instead of having to cover guys like Mike Evans, which he had to do last year, now we can move him around as well and match up with the smaller, faster receivers in the slot, play him outside like he has in the past. So there won't be as much asked from him as well. So I think he'll allow our defense to do so many things that they weren't able to do last year. If you recall about our pass rush, we got a lot of pressures but weren't getting a lot of sacks. Now that we have a corner that can take away the quarterback's first option, he's going to be holding that ball at extra split seconds. So now you may see Brian Burns finally get double-digit sacks, see Derrick Brown be more productive and get some sacks. So I just think it's going to open up a lot of things for the defense, and I'm excited about what he's going to bring.
Word. Yeah, I was hyped. I was skeptical at first, but then I was like, yeah, that works for me. JD, what's up, man?
That was the best news of the weekend for me, low-key. I ain't going to lie to you. I know I had the biscuit challenge on the line. If the Panthers take a quarterback at eight, I have to eat Popeye's biscuits with no drink. That was out the window for me. It was about the future. So we'll get into the fields aspect of it later, I'm assuming. But yeah, we will. For me, this was cause to celebrate. I'm going to keep it a bean with you. Because now they've shown me that they have the ability to commit to something and build a team around them. That was huge for me. because that's how teams get stuck in quarterback purgatory. They bring in a bridge. Oh, not this bridge. Toss it out. Here comes the next bridge. Okay, he's all right, but he's not a franchise guy. Okay, let's spend a top 10 pick on this guy instead of addressing O-line. Now we're stuck in purgatory. Like, it's a cycle. It's always going to be this way. So this shows me that they have the desire to build the team around Darnold, and that's fine. But we'll get to that later. J.C. Horn is a dog, bro, and we needed a dog so bad on defense, bro. The last time we had a dog or a corner with this kind of mentality on the defense had to be Josh Norman. And this is like Josh Norman when he came to his prime, not like fresh out, wet behind the ears Josh Norman freelancing in the defense. Nah, he was a shutdown corner for a year and a half, 2 years solid. So for it to have a guy this young, this highly spoken of, with the college resume he put on display this past season, Kyle Pitts, both Bama receivers, Kadarius Toney. It's like it was a no-brainer for me. The corner has been a weakness on the defensive side for years, bro, ever since Josh Norman has been gone. So I think even with them showing the commitment on the offensive side to build around their guys, I think this kind of solidified our spot as one of the top 10 defenses in the next 5 years, at least one time.
Miss Quick, what's good? Oh, well, let me unmute you. There you go, kiddo. Well, hold on.
You're on mute, Miss Quick.
My bad. Hey, it's been that kind of day.
It's all good. It's all good. Shinda Quick, ladies and gentlemen. Now we just started.
Fresh, just on the corner, and I know you a specialist at that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't say specialist, but I do like that pick. It was definitely a position of need, looking at how they got barbecued last year. Mm-hmm. And it was, and I can't use the word youth because JC is young also, but he brings a certain type of, I know people use that word tenacious a lot, but he brings a ball hawking ability. I like the fact that he's physical and he can play man. I know we talked last time, it just used to grind my gears to see them playing 5 and 6 yards off the ball on third and short. And that's why that third down efficiency number looked so terrible, is because they were settling for a zone. They couldn't play man coverage. They couldn't play press man. And he gives them a different dimension that allows them to shake that coverage up and be a little bit more aggressive on the line. So I really like that. I like that pick. I was a little shocked that they didn't take Justin Fields, but I do like where they went with it as an alternative.
And yeah, we'll talk about Justin right after we finish with this right here. So, Kev, what's up, man? But obviously, you know, just round this up. Your thoughts on Mr. Horn?
Yeah, well, for me, it came down to us leaving the first round Thursday night with either a franchise left tackle or a franchise cornerback. That's pretty much how it felt for me. Unless we got offered a deal we could not refuse in a trade back, I was very content with sitting there. Anybody that was watching us live Thursday night on our watch party showed that I was, you know, as Pinay Sewell was dropping, I was getting my praise on and everything. And then when the musty ass Detroit Lions took him, it just broke all my soul. But anyway, it's all good. But yeah, J.C. Horn, I like the fact that, you know, as just recently stated, he's going to allow us to finally do something that Panther fans haven't seen in years. We're going to have a secondary that can finally play aggressive man-to-man bump and run coverage. I know there's different types of man coverage. You know, there's off man, as Will was telling me about earlier. But, you know, as Ms. Quick just said a moment ago, tighter's in third and five, but our cornerback 6-7 yards off the ball, they run a little slant, they got a first down. You know, I'm ready to see, you know, these wide receivers jacked up, you know, and just the thought of Brian Burns, Hassan Reddick, Derrick Brown, you know, getting to the quarterback finally. It's just something to be excited about. And it's amazing that how one player can really open up the options for you, you know, to allow this defense to really do their thing. I think we're going to see the best of Phil Snow now that we have these type of options, you know, in our secondary added to our defense, because he got a lot of ridicule for playing so much zone. Like, the Panthers were number one with 82% zone coverage in 2020. In 2020, that easily led the league in most zone coverage. And based on what we saw from Baylor and Temple, he did some zone, but he also has some aggressive man schemes, but we just didn't have the personnel to play it. But so I'm just excited to see, you know, J.C. Horn just allowed his defense to finally show what it's capable of doing.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be fun to watch. Oh, boy, it's going to be fun to watch. And that schedule is somewhat favorable in getting some good matchups. We're going to see some really good matchups in the NFC South. But, yeah, so let's go to this Justin Fields, folks. Should we have passed on the kid? Was it a good choice for us just to just get the corner? We got Darnold. Let's just focus on the defense and make it even better. You know, some people saying we should have picked up Fields. I mean, what say you? We'll start with Vashtar. What do you think?
I think picking up Fields would have been a risk. But any of those quarterbacks, you really never know which quarterback is going to pan out. Like I said earlier, this says more about Sam Darnold or their faith in Sam Darnold than anything. Defense wins championships, but this league is tailored for quarterbacks now. It's just the way that they've tailored the league. And so as your quarterback goes, so does your team. And that's just the way that it's been. And so... You know, if Darnold comes out and he is just average, I think that they would have made the right choice. But if he comes out and he's like Bridgewater or worse, then people are going to be calling for Matt Rhule's job, because that would have been two questionable choices at quarterback. So, it was a risk. They're the professionals in this. So, you know, I'm assuming that they have enough faith in Darnold that he's going to at least be formidable. I don't know if he's ever going to be a great quarterback, but maybe he'll at least be formidable. And if your defense is the truth, that's really, you know, all that you need. So we'll see. But I was shocked that they passed on Fields. I was.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good point, man. That's a good point. Smooth, what say ye? Should we have gotten Fields?
So I was very clear and deliberate when I told y'all that if we had to take any quarterback instead of taking something that I wanted to pick, which is a lineman, it would have to be Justin Fields. I was watching him all through high school and his early years in college. I thought he was the best quarterback in the nation for a long time. I think it's just going to be one of those situations like with Lamar Jackson. You know, he just fell in the draft, but he's probably going to shock everybody. One thing that probably would make me vomit is if we would have took Justin Fields and had the rest of the draft like it went and, you know, kept trading back, not getting the lineman that I wanted, that probably would make me throw up, because it's like you're setting Justin Fields up to fail. So we'll get to that part later. I still don't think this offensive line has been addressed the proper way, even for Sam Darnold to really succeed. So It is what it is.
Will, how you feel, bro?
No, when they traded the three picks for Sam Darnold, I pretty much felt that quarterback was off the table. So I'm not surprised that they passed on him when he fell. But this never seemed like they were high on him. I think they were they sent the entire coaching staff and front office to Trey Lance's pro day. They had David Tepper and all those guys down at the Senior Bowl with Mac Jones. But when it came to Justin Fields, they just didn't do a lot of things that made me feel that they were interested in him and had him high on their board to the point where they would take him with the eighth pick. And then I think when San Francisco traded up to three, they probably figured that Trey Lance was their guy. When San Francisco went up to three to get Lance, they figured, okay, we're not going to get the guy we want, so let's just – trade for Darnold and we'll take the best position player available at eight. And I get a lot of the fans' frustration with that. I mean, you look at some of the bad decisions from other teams in the past, like the Bears taking Mitchell Trubisky and passing on Mahomes and Watson and all those teams ahead of, you know, Kansas City and Houston that year that took position players or took the wrong quarterback, and look where they are now. So if Fields goes on to be like a Mahomes-type career, you know, we're going to be kind of like in that bear situation now. But, I mean, you can't think like that. I think they went with the highest player on their board, filled a need. I mean, I still like the J.C. Horn pick. I think that was the right decision. at this moment. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. I don't think we'll know for sure until 2 to 3 years how whether these decisions were right or wrong.
Yes. Unfortunately, that's true. If that kid winds up going to the Hall of Fame, I'm going to be pissed. I'm just saying, you know, whatever. JD, what you think, man? I know you like my man Horn so much, though. But yeah, what do you think?
For me, it was not much of a debate what we were gonna do. From the point, I would say about 2 weeks before the draft. Before that point, it was all, I don't know. I'm not sure. I can see them taking Justin Fields, but I know they like these two corners. Within those 2 weeks, it started picking up. Our name was attached to J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain. And at that point, I was like, okay, they're not going quarterback. Part of because of what Will just said, the love didn't seem to be reciprocated. Trey Lance got, like, the head coach, Joe Brady, all of them had a front row seat right behind Trey Lance's pro day. And they watched every snap intently. Like, there was not a frame on that whole pro day where you couldn't see all three of them. And it just didn't seem like they had that much interest in Justin Fields, now that you look, hindsight being 2020. But I love Justin Fields. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't have J.C. Horn ranked as a better player on my big board, but I absolutely understand the pick. They wanted immediate impact. And as far as immediate impact goes, your skill positions, your corners, your safeties, your wide receivers, all those guys have a better shot at being an immediate impact in my eyes than a quarterback. Because for a quarterback, you have to learn audibles. You got to learn how to ID coverages and stuff in the NFL. Coverages are more disguised. It's a lot more intricate in what you need to learn and what you need to know. Unless you break it down to a level like they did for Cam Newton, where they simplified everything and made it so he can be reactionary more so. So for me, when it came out that J.C. Horn's name was tied to the Panthers, it just seemed like he just seemed like a rule guy, tough, gritty, fast, instinctual football player. So for me, it wasn't that big of a surprise. Had they gone Justin Fields, I probably wouldn't be alive because I would be choking to death. But from these Popeye's biscuits, this biscuit challenge, I probably wouldn't be around right now. But I will say that I would have been okay with it. He's a good player.
Bless your heart. Like eating sawdust. Anyway, Sheena, Justin Fields?
Here's the thing. When they talked about the Sam Darnold trade, like that same day that the news broke, Scott Fitter told us that they actually didn't start talking to the Jets about Sam Darnold until they were at that Ohio State Pro Day. So clearly they saw some things that they didn't like. But they kept stressing, you know, that didn't rule out them taking a quarterback, which leads me to believe, like you said before, that Trey Lance was their guy. And if he would have been there at 8, I think that they would have taken Trey Lance. And that didn't happen. But that being said, I still felt like there was a chance that they could take Justin Fields, just mainly because he was still there at 8. But I will say that as I walked to the press conference room to wait for I don't even know which JC wasn't there. I think I was waiting for Kyle Pitts. Another guy that used to cover the Panthers, he's actually with Sports Illustrated now. He was like, well, I'm not shocked at all. And I was like, well, why do you say that? He said, because the kid is not coachable. He goes, he was everything that Dan said. He said, the only reason I didn't say anything publicly is because, you know, he's a black man. He's a black quarterback. He was like, but, you know, that narrative has followed him and it has some merit. Like it actually had you know, some value amongst the people that be, the powers that be. But that was the thing that, you know, I was shocked until I heard him say that. And being that he isn't one of the people that stir the pot, he wasn't tweeting that or nothing. It was just an off the record conversation that we were having, which is why I'm keeping his name out of it. But I was like, okay, I could see that there's a new regime. You're going to need this player to buy into a new coach, still kind of a relatively new owner. And it might not have been the best decision. But at the same time, that puts a target on Matt Rhule's back, because if Sam Darnold doesn't pan out, that's two quarterbacks in 2 years that stunk it up. And I don't really know where you would go from there, seeing as how much he's being paid. So it's kind of twofold. They're betting the farm on Sam Darnold, and I'm just hoping that he can deliver for Matt Rhule's sake.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Because listen, David Tepper is not opposed to getting you up out of here. Facts. So for Matt Rule's sake, I hope that it works out.
Facts. Yeah, you don't care. Y'all about them numbers. If your numbers
listen, don't pan out. When I saw him checking media members at that meeting that we had after Ron Rivera was terminated, I was like, he's not PC at all. He says what he wants to say. He says what he means, and he means what he says.
Kev, Justin Fields, what you think, man?
Well, about a week before the draft, I kind of thought up the possibility that this could happen, simply because, you know, everybody in their work and their mom was telling me, man, Sewell ain't gonna be available and this, that, and the third. So I just had to keep an open mind. So when we passed on him, it didn't really affect me that much. I would like to see him have a great career, though, because I felt like the stuff that they would credit that was being publicly said about him in the media concerning him, you know, when him bringing up he had epilepsy and there was talk about, you know, him wanting to play baseball while he was at Ohio State. And, you know, it just seemed like any and every reason to, you know, water down, you know, Justin Fields. Meantime, you know, Mac Jones with his 2017 DUI having ass, did nobody ever bring that up? You know, and that just kind of, and they was bringing, oh, his family plays tennis. That's why he has great footwork. I'm like, what? I mean, it was like ether to my soul. Like, so, you know, but anyway, I hope he does well in Chicago. Chicago's not known to, they haven't had a good quarterback since what? Jim McMahon?
Well, Mitch Trubisky was a Pro Bowler now. Don't be sleeping on me. I say that with full sarcasm, but he did make the Pro Bowl.
He did.
Yeah, he did. And as a Tar Heel fan, that would sound good. But I mean, as a realist, Mitch should have never got drafted that high.
Listen, the 49ers been finessing for a while. The fact that they finessed Chicago to trade up when they knew they weren't going to draft Mitch Trubisky at number two anyway, it was just a finesse move. It was smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they say it's a sucker born every day. So, hey, I mean, hey, more power to it. But overall, Justin Fields, like I said, we've been putting too much stock and inventory in the quarterbacks. I just think, like you said, like Smooth was saying earlier, whatever quarterback that we got, we had to improve this O-line, no matter who it is. And I just think that even though I wasn't a fan of the Sam Darnold trade, he's going to get my support because he's on the team. But Justin Fields, I wish him well in Chicago. That's all I can say.
I'm sorry. I got to ask. Kevin, did you cry when Bridgewater left? I know that's your boy.
I'm going to be honest. I did not. I knew you was going to come for me.
Everything, like, I want to know. Like, the world wants to know. Like,
he shed a thug tear. I think you shed a thug tear, too.
I know he was hurt. I know you did. You were probably like, man, hate to see you go. Wished everything would have worked out here in Carolina.
You saying he hit him in the DMs, Vashon?
You thanked him for a service in the DMs, Kevin?
No.
Paul.
I don't let us find out because you know exactly.
Paul.
No, hey, not like hey, that. Hey, not like, you know what we mean.
Oh, my.
You know what we mean.
For anybody that know me, if you on my team, I got that kind of love for you while you repping our colors. So
even when
you know,
he chucking the deuces, because he was out. He was like, I'm out.
And then he celebrated when he left with the gift. I was like, yo, okay. Wow. Everybody always.
I like that kind of petty, though.
Because you know what? Everybody was like, Teddy is this pro. Teddy is a pro. He's always going to act like a pro. All right, a pro. That man said yes when he got traded. Like, really? Okay, pro.
The only tears I had was when Panasua got drafted by the Lions. That was the heartbreak hotel for me. But I wish him well. Look like Denver had a nice draft themselves. Hope he does good. But nah, no tears for Teddy.
Okay. Dang, it's cold world out here, man. You his biggest supporter. Kevin go to war about Teddy on that TL
well,
now.
You was ready to go meet somebody in Temecula over Teddy.
But I had the same.
You ready to throw them things, Kevin?
You know, people talking about coming by my place and stuff because I said, you know, I mean, but hey, it is what it is, you know.
Kevin, you Twitter were going hard for Teddy.
Yeah, you were. Hard. It wasn't one sided, Kevin. You were pretty active in the beef. You weren't an innocent bystander. You were participating in the beef.
But if you're on my squad, you got my full support. That's how I ride.
All right. So you still following Teddy or you unfollowed him?
Team or die.
Honestly, or die. I haven't unfollowed him because I kind of want to see how he does with Justin in Denver. Like I haven't unfollowed Cam. I still follow Jake DeLone. So I mean, you know,
You cannot compare Teddy to Cam and Jake DeLone.
I don't know what I'm saying.
Teddy was here long enough to get a cup of coffee and get paid and bounce.
Straight for next.
What I'm saying is, whoever been our quarterback, that's who I got love for him once they brought the Carolina Blue. That's all I'm saying.
Teddy wears black Air Force Ones. He wears black Air Force Ones and drives a minivan. Come on.
Listen.
Robbed the Panthers, okay?
Robbed them. Fine. Like... With a water gun. He robbed the Panthers with a water gun and went off. He just drove that minivan off like it was a bricks truck.
Hey.
I'm not mad at it. Get your money. I'm not mad at it.
We're a whole new team. We still talking about Teddy.
I tell you what.
You have to talk about Teddy.
Let him talk about Teddy.
We're gonna talk about him a couple months from now. We're gonna be over talking about him, but he's gonna let these jokes fly tonight.
Hey,
if he balls out in Denver. If he balls out in Denver, and
I'm gonna be happy for him. Might have been a better situation for him in Denver. There's so many moving parts to that, though.
What in Denver? If he does what in Denver?
Ball out.
If.
Wow. Let me sip like you sipping, Sheeta, because.
If.
That won't happen.
If.
He said ball. Not with your pinky up.
If.
You know, I'm a lady.
She love it. We out in public and we can just chill with my partners and we can go back to my crib and just chill on the covers. And do we call me and you love us?
The Foreman Rush is brought to you by the love and respect of and for the Carolina Panthers and Carolina Panther fans everywhere. Keep pounding. The Foreman Rush is a non-affiliate of the Carolina Panther organization. All thoughts, assessments, and content of this podcast is directly related to the Foreman Rush exclusively. Thank you.
Raw sugar, from hair care to body wash to lotions and more, is made with cold-pressed extracts from clean, good-for-you ingredients, delivering a raw clean that infuses your senses with raw joy. Raw sugar, available at your local Target.